1,600 pages long. This is a very thorough, very methodical, very fair, and very just judge. I have total faith in this woman.
Let's go to Rick on the wildcard line in Virginia on Coast to Coast AM for Gene Palfrey. Rick?
Yes, Ian. I have one question. Is that she stated that they haven't stated the charges against her and refused to do so?
Oh no, they have claimed the charges. 15 counts of racketeering. Again, I'm the only one in this racket. A couple of counts of conspiracy and similar money laundering, but they won't explain the incidents or the crimes or the dates or the places or the times or the people. They're just broadly charging me without any details.
Yeah, because what I'm thinking is that under the Bill of Rights, they have to state the charges and the particulars, especially in... I take it you haven't been in an arraignment yet, have you?
No, I have been indicted. I've been indicted there. I'm past that phase. I was indicted on March 1st, and I was actually arraigned, I guess is a good way to put it, on March 9th.
Then all of the specific charges should have been stated to you then. If not, it's against the Constitution.
Well, right now, you know what? I feel like a Gitmo detainee.
Yeah, there may be some constitutional issues that eventually come out of this, Rick, but they haven't yet. Let's get Ed east of the Rockies in Peoria for Gene Palfrey on Coast to Coast AM. Rick?
Good evening.
Or Ed, sorry. Go ahead.
Good evening. I've got a quick question. Why are you doing this to the government? Do you think that it's right for you to ruin lives?
Very good question. I'm glad you brought that up. I brought the records out for two reasons. It's been a rather long evolution of how I got to this point, and it'd probably take too long to